Fiat. December 25th, 1938. The Descent of the Word. How easy it is to make Jesus be born, as long as we live in His will. The paradise that the Queen of Heaven made little Jesus find on earth. My poor mind continues its journey in the divine will, and oh, how happy it feels in seeing that its little newborn wanders in search of its acts, to know them, kiss them, adore them, make them her own, and say to it, "How much you have loved me." Then I paused at the descent of the Word upon earth, and I compassionated him in seeing him all alone. And my sweet Jesus, with unspeakable tenderness, surprising me, told me, "My dearest daughter, you're wrong. Loneliness was on the part of human ingratitude, but on the part of the divinity and of our works, all accompanied me and never left me alone. Even more, you must know that with me descended the Father and the Holy Spirit. While I remained with them in heaven, they descended with me upon earth. We are inseparable from one another. Even if we wanted to, we cannot separate. At the most, we bilocate. And while we have our throne in heaven, we form our throne on earth. But as for separating, never. At the most, the Word took on the operative role, but the Father and the Spirit are always concurring. Even more, in the act of my descent from heaven, all moved to form my cortege and render me the honors due to me. The sky courted me with all its stars, giving me the honors of my immutability and of my love that never ends. The sun courted me, paying me the honors of my eternal light. Oh, how well it sang my praises with the multiplicity of its effects. I can say that, forming a cradle for me, with its light and heat, in its mute language, it told me, 'You are the light, and I honor you, I adore you, I love you, with the same light with which you created me.' All surrounded me, the wind, the sea, the little bird, everyone and everything, to give me the love and the glory with which I had created them. And some praised my might, some my immensity, others my infinite joys. The created things made feast for me. And if I cried, they cried along, because my will dwelling in them kept them aware of what I was doing. And oh, how honored they felt in doing what their Creator was doing. I also had the cortege of the angels, who never left me alone. And since all times belonged to me, I had the cortege of my great people, of those who were going to live in my will. My will brought them all to me in its arms, and I felt them palpitating in my heart, in my blood, in my steps. And by just feeling myself invested by this people, loved with my same will, I felt as though repaid for my descent from heaven to earth. This was my primary purpose, to reorder the kingdom of my will in the midst of my children. I would never have created the world if I was not to have children who resemble me and who live in my own will. My will would find itself in the condition of a poor sterile mother who is not able to generate and therefore form her own family. Therefore, my will has the power to generate and to form its long generation, to form its divine family. Then I continued to think about the descent of the divine word, saying to myself, how can Jesus ever be born in our souls? And the dear child added, my daughter, to make me be born is the easiest thing, more so, since we do not know how to do difficult things. Our power facilitates everything. As long as the creature lives in our will, all is done. As she wants to live of it, she already forms the home for your little Jesus. As she wants to start doing her acts, so does she conceive me. And as she performs her act, she makes me be born. As she loves in my will, so does she clothe me with light, warming me from the great coldness of creatures. And every time she gives me her will and takes mine, I am amused. I have my baby toy to play with, and I sing victory for having conquered the human will. And I feel I am the little triumphant king. See then, my daughter, how easy this is for your little Jesus, because when we find our will in the creature, we can do anything. It provides us with all that is needed and all that we want in order to form our life and our most beautiful works. On the other hand, when our will is not there, we remain hampered. Now love is missing, now sanctity, now power, now purity, and all that it takes to make our life be reborn and formed in them. Therefore, it all depends on the creatures, since from our side we place ourselves at their disposal. Furthermore, at my birth, my divine mama made me a beautiful surprise. With her acts, with her love, with the life of my will that she possessed, she formed my paradise on earth. She did nothing but intertwine the whole creation with her love, spreading seas of beauty to make me enjoy our divine beauties in which her beauty was shining. How beautiful was my mama! How beautiful to find her in the whole creation as she made me enjoy her beauty and the beauty of her acts. She also spread her sea of love so that I might find her loving me in all things. And I found my paradise in her, delighting and rejoicing in the seas of my mama. She also formed for me, in my will, the most beautiful melodies, the most delightful concerts, so that her little Jesus would not miss the music of the celestial fatherland. My mama took care of everything, so that nothing would be missing of the enjoyments of the paradise I had left. In all of her acts, she kept forming new joys to make me happy. By just leaning upon her heart, I could feel such harmonies and contentments that I felt enraptured. By living in my will, my dear mama carried paradise on her lap and let her son enjoy it. And all of her acts kept serving me to make me happy and redouble my paradise on earth. Now, my daughter, you don't know of another surprise. One who lives in my will is inseparable from me, and every time I am reborn, she is reborn together with me. Therefore, I am never alone. I make her be reborn with me to divine life. She is reborn to new love, to new sanctity, to new beauty. She is reborn in the knowledge of her Creator. She is reborn in all our acts. Even more, in each act she does, she calls me to be reborn again and forms a new paradise for her Jesus. And I make her be reborn with me to make her happy. To make happy one who lives together with me is one of my greatest joys. Therefore, be attentive to live in my will if you want to make me happy. If you want me to find in your acts my paradise on earth. And I will take care of making you enjoy the sea of my joys and happinesses. We will make each other happy.